This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's the first day of June, and the National Ag Statistics Service will conduct two major surveys this month. Last week, when I participated in the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour, Illinois State Statistician Mark Schleusner was part of the group, and I had a chance to talk with him about the upcoming surveys. Mark said over 4,000 farmers will be used to collect the data.
Two main things we're after with some very large surveys in June. One is planted acreage. Earlier this year, we did a planting intention survey. Well, now most of the planting is done, especially for corn. Soybeans got some ways to go. And we're asking producers, what did you actually plant? And also, what will you plant for the rest of this planting season? That report will be published on June 30. I think a lot of people are wanting to see if planting intentions were realized, or perhaps did producers maybe shift some crops around. The second thing we're asking in our June surveys is quantity of crops stored on the farm. So the corn, the soybeans, the wheat that are stored on the farm. We're also doing a separate survey of the commercial enterprises, that is the mills, the elevators, the ethanol plants, how much grain they have in storage on June 1. And that accounts for a supply measure on June 1.
And when will those results be released, or when at least is that predicted to be released?
We will publish on June 30 at noon Eastern Time, and when that report is published, everyone gets to see it at the same time. I want to thank all the producers that have responded to our May 1 wheat yield survey. I know we've asked people for permission to enter their fields for our June 1 objective yield survey, and very soon producers will be receiving questionnaires for our June acreage and grain stock surveys in the mail. Please respond to them. Your data are always confidential by law and exempt from the Freedom of Information Act.
And for those listening wondering, well, am I going to get a survey in the mail? Do you have a certain process that decides who you send them to?
We've done some sampling from our list of producers. We aim to make sure we cover large, medium, and small farms across all of Illinois, northern, central, and southern Illinois, east to west. We have more than 4,000 farms are being surveyed in June to measure crop acreage and grains in storage.
Illinois State Statistician Mark Schleusner. Well, continued rain is hampering planting in southern Illinois, while warmer temps have helped crop emergence in central to northern Illinois, according to this week's state crop report. Statewide, the average temp was 71.9 degrees, and that's about 6.5 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 1.09 inches, and that's about 0.05 inches above normal. There were around 4.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on May 29th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 5% short, 73% adequate, and 21% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 3% short, 81% adequate, and 16% surplus. Corn planted was at 94% compared to the 5-year average of 96%. Corn emerged was at 87% compared to 92% last year, and the 5-year average of 86%. Corn condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 23% fair, 56% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans planted was at 72%, and that was up 21% from last week. And soybeans emerged were at 45% compared to 55% last year. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 22% fair, 62% good, and 9% excellent. Winter wheat headed was at 94% compared to 93% last year. And winter wheat condition rated 3% very poor, 6% poor, 33% fair, 49% good, and 9% excellent. And now we'll take a look at a couple of events that are coming up. On June 6th, the public is invited to attend the Tractor Operators Contest that's taking place at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds at 1 p.m. The contest is going to feature local youth testing their tractor driving skills. The contest includes a written test, parts identification, and the two-wheeled trailer event. And if you have questions or would like more information, you can give the U of I Extension Office a call at 217-854-9604. Another event coming up next week is the World Pork Expo, and that's taking place June 8th through the 10th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines, Iowa. The expo will feature the World Pork Expo Junior National event. They will have free seminars for attendees, and it will also have the world's largest pork-specific trade show. They will also have a music fest, World Pork Open Clay Target Championship, and the World Pork Open Golf Outing. Attendees can register online by June 2nd, and you will receive a $10 discount for adults, or the general admission rates are $20 for adults, $3 for children ages 6 to 11, and children 5 and under are free. And again, that $10 discount is if you register online by June 2nd. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.